Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening. Welcome, blessings, light, and love to you. Let's just get that out of the way. It's so interesting because we almost always feel like we have enough time to say what we're really thinking or what we really mean or what comes to the top at the moment. And then before we know it, that opportunity is gone. So I want to say again, thank you for joining. Thank you for being a part. I hope you're doing well and are healthy. Kind of riding the waves like we all are. So again, thank you for tuning in to Talking with Tina. It is April the 8th, y'all, 4-8. Can you believe it? We are so close to spring, so close to transition, so much going on. This almost feels like the way it should be right now. And we're going to expand on that. I tuned into a session with a few different mediums a couple of days ago, and a lot came up and came through on what's shaken down. I'd just like to share some of that insight with you. Food for thought. Take it as you will. Definitely up to you. Y'all, our call-in number, 888-570-760-888-5700. If you're listening and you've never called in, call in. If you're listening and you've called in, call in again. Let's check in, see what's going on with you. I am your host, Tina C. You're listening to Talking with Tina. Again, our call-in number is 760-888-5700. It is just a little bit after 7 if you're on the West Coast, a little bit after 8 if you're Mountain Time, just after 9 if you're Central, and you know where we're going with this, right? Just after 10 if you're on the East Coast, and especially thanks for staying up with us, seeing what we have going on. We are going to talk about the number 3 today, y'all. We talk about, usually touch on numerology. We're taking that 4 and that 8, adding it together to get the number 3. We're going to speak on what that 3 means and just the vibration of the energy, right? Y'all know, not one word, not one number, not one phrase, not one moment in time defines who and what you are. But there is an energy to the impact it has in your life. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Of course, we're going to look at what you've got going on, what your questions are. Regardless, I'm here to support. We can use the tarot cards to see what wants to come through, what other insight comes through as we're sharing. Y'all, I always enjoy hearing your name when you call in. If you could share from where you're calling in, and then just make sure that we have a moment to connect. So again, please do share your name from where you're calling in. Let's make sure we're connected. And then we can expand on your question. Again, 760-888-5700 is the call-in number for this evening. If you dig what you're hearing and you want to expand on it, y'all, I'm offering a $20 for 20-minute reading promotion. Dun-da-da! I need some sound effects. $20 for 20 minutes. Y'all, not the best at math, but that's a dollar a minute. But see what 2020 has to offer, right? And you can take me up on that. Call or text 234-978-2768, which is also 234-97-TAROT. And y'all can find out more about me on social media at IHearTarot. That being said, let's get to the good stuff. We can expand further on the messages that came through from a form of mediums. We can talk about the number 3. But, you know, my favorite thing to do is connect with y'all and support you with your questions. So I do believe we have a caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, who is this?
This is Filson from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, my love. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just taking a walk.
Tell me what's on your... You said what?
I'm just taking a walk.
Oh, how nice. Good. It's beautiful out, my dear. Tell me what's on your mind.
I would like to know what guidance my spirit guides have for me as far as career.
Okay. Just anything that wants to come through as far as career goes?
Yeah, whatever advice they have.
Okay. Yeah, let's take a look here. Let me shuffle the cards. Okay. So, okay. So a couple things are coming through for you, my love. One of the things that almost feels like I see a connection and I'm feeling the connection, but it's not totally coming together just yet. Do you feel like you're in a place where you're at a crossroads or trying to find something that really moves you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you're definitely asking the right questions right now. And it feels like you're going to know it when you're ready to take action. It's almost like they're saying you're going to know it when you're like, I just know this is right and this is what I'm doing. And someone might come back to you and say, yeah, but how do you know it's going to work out? And aren't you kind of getting ahead of yourself? And you're like, nope, I know it's supposed to work out. You also come through, my love, as intuitive. So there might be some energy work that you get to kind of come to terms with that doesn't hang you up so you can keep doing what you want. Are you looking for something right now, or are you just deciding which way to go?
I'm just deciding which way to go. There's some things I have options. Like, I have options. Right now, my current day job is just to pay the bills, and, like, I work at a corporation. It's not really fun or fulfilling. I don't feel like it fits my skills. So I'm just looking for something that's more, feels more right for my soul, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. More creative, more passion, more drive. I definitely see that something that you're looking for does feel like a good fit. My love, I do see something coming up for you that's going to fill your cup and it's going to allow you to work and create something yourself. So keep doing what you're doing as far as kind of like seeing what's out there. It does feel like you're almost going to instantly know it when you figure it out, and then you can work from there. And it does feel like you're a little stuck, so don't let that get you hung up, because that's just kind of where things are right now, and you'll be able to move past that. Random question, my love. Does relationship at all fall into your question about career?
What did you say? I'm sorry. It was breaking up a little bit.
Romantic relationship. For some reason, that was surfacing.
Thinking about asking that, but then I went with career because I felt like that was probably more.
Okay. Well, yeah, to answer your question, my love, you are on the right track. You are not making things up. And I do see you finding something. Just going to take a little more, almost like picking through. It's like for some reason you're coming through with like at a resale shop where you have to keep going through all the different racks to find what you really want and what is you. So, my love, you're on the right track. Catch up with me and take me up on my 20 for 20 promo, and we can speak further on your romantic relationship questions.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you take care. Thank you. So, y'all, it is not uncommon when one aspect of our life is in question that the other aspects kind of surface on their own, right? And so even though she was asking about career, romantic relationship was still present. Not just in the wings, but still present, maybe behind her back, maybe in her, but still present, right? And so it's okay to ask those questions. Another reason why it's so valuable to put everything on the table, and I know the first question you ask is not the be-all, end-all, but it does kind of let us start to unravel what might be in front of you, and then working through that, take a step back, and we're going to talk about the number three, because this is all about, perfect for our first call, all about energy, effort, passion, and desire, what you want. Here's the thing with the number three, though. When you have all of that, energy, effort, passion, desire, drive, all of that, it's there, but it doesn't necessarily have a straightforward trajectory, and it's not necessarily balanced. So sometimes we think or we say, oh, I just want to be in love and have a great career and have a great family and a great home. We don't think about what it takes to get there, how much it takes to find and balance it, and then what it takes to maintain it, right? But number three is still also about optimism and abundance, right? You may feel like you have all this energy and all this, but it's not creating anything for you. And so that's what three is bringing us. You might find yourself like, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this, especially during this time. I'm calling this time the intermission of life, right? You might be sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, I could do X, Y, Z. I got to get it going, but I need money, but I need time, but I need utilities, but I need, right? And then we spin off instead of staying on track. But we're also going to talk about balance and when that turns into action and what that looks like. Y'all will call in number 760-888-5700. If you're listening and you've never called before, call. If you've listened and you've called before, call me again. One reading is not the be-all, end-all. One question is not the be-all, end-all of what y'all have going on. We love to think it is, but it's not. But we can expand on it, see what else wants to come through. Y'all, we're also going to talk about a couple of messages that came through. Like I said, I tuned into a form of mediums to see what is going on right now. And one of the first things that came up is this allows us to be in a place of question and answer. That's pretty solid, right? Because we're all running around trying to figure out, trying to tune into who knows what, how accurate it is, and then wait for the next station or for the next moment. No one tells us it's okay to be in a place of question and answer. We just have this habit of feeling like we have to know everything. So we get to hold here for a little bit longer. And maybe your question and answer is totally different and most likely than everyone else's. And that's the way it's supposed to be, right? That being said, my loves, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there? Hello? My love, if you can hear me, I can't hear you, but you might try to call back.
Oh, okay, there we go. You just unmuted. Yeah, you did not unmute me, so that's why I heard you. But
sorry.
I was going like, okay, I hear
you're
you,
like, I'm here.
But
oh, well,
I'm here.
I'm glad to be connected. How are you, my love?
I am. I'm doing really well.
Good. Good. Well, thanks for calling in and tuning in. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Southern Arizona.
Oh, Southern Arizona, my love. How's the weather out there?
You know, March and April are the best times to be in Arizona, or at least Southern Arizona. Once we hit June, it's 100 degrees and on up. So, you know.
You're enjoying what you have right now, my love. Tell me what's on your mind.
Yes, I'm enjoying it while we can. another two months, nobody's going to want to be, you know, stuck inside.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I've never talked with you before. The only thing for me that's really been impacted, I mean really impacted by this whole pandemic is a very, very, very long distance move. And I'm going with the flow. I am not complaining. I am not, I'm not, you know, in any great rush, but I am certainly cognizant that the move still needs to happen.
So, okay.
I just kind of curious, you know, whatever cards I do tarot myself and all that other good stuff. So let's just see what comes up with making this a move when the time is, you know, when we can all move again. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I know. Yes. Time is very relative, very relative.
Yes.
So let me see. Let me just, I pulled a few cards here, my love. Let me just see what they want to say about.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to pull a few more because what's coming up is already. Can you hear me okay, my love?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So what's coming through already for you is what you've just shared. Being ready, preparing, it feels like it has been a long time coming. And it's difficult to almost continue your path because you don't know what's going to come up. So you can't really make those adjustments just yet. But, my love, you're very spot on when you're saying it's time, because the 21 is coming up, the World card is coming up. But what's interesting for you, my love, is the Wheel of Fortune comes up right after that. So I know you were asking about time. Are you certain of where you want to move, or are you still kind of up in the air as far as where you want to move?
I have narrowed it down absolutely to two or three candidate locations within a particular state. And I need to go there, though, because I've never actually been there, to, discern the situation and what feels right to me. So it's a research trip that's needed first, and then I can make the final decision. But I have narrowed it down to about a 75-mile radius at most.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, awesome. That would explain that Wheel of Fortune. Let me see what they want to say. Now that you've mentioned that 75-mile radius, so
at most, I would actually narrow it down to maybe even 50. I am that good.
Okay.
I am that well traveled and that experienced, that moving.
I was going to say, you know what you want. That's perfect. So, I do see that you're going to be able to pretty quickly narrow down where you want to be. You almost, you'll almost set foot there and know, hey, this is what I can leave behind. This is what I get to leave behind. This is what I'm creating. So I actually get it to be cathartic for you. This does feel like a really good move. And even though you're saying, you know, I almost envision you like miles and miles and miles, states and states away from where you are, my love.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I still see this four of rods that surfaces for you, which is so intriguing and comforting, because when you're so far away or taking this huge, literally leap, I still see you being able to settle in. And this works. I see connection. My love.
Good.
I see your cup being filled. Yeah, this feels really good for you. It is about time. You're so right. It's about time to let some stuff go and take action.
Can you tell me what cards you're drawing from? Because I do tarot, so I would love to know, like, the actual cards that came up that, you know, compel you to say this stuff.
So the Page of Cups, the Page of Wands came up.
Okay.
The King of Cups, the Ace of Cups came up, my love. The Five of Cups, that's you letting some stuff go, which it feels good. And then that Four of Rods surfaced.
Oh, okay, the Four of Rods. I'm trying to picture that. Well, I cannot picture that one off the top of my head. Let me think. What does that? I'm gonna look it up. But what does that?
Is the one indicating that you're gonna settle in. Home. Is in the background. The family's in the front lawn, and you're gonna be able to settle in. Even though you're making this great move, you're gonna be able to settle in.
So you still see this? I mean, from the cards, you still say that this move is a positive move.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Definitely. Worth the delay and all the headaches that are coming along with that as well.
Yes, my love. And I'll tell you, a Temperance card came up for you, the Wheel of Fortune, and then the World came up. So it is a good move for you, my love.
Oh, well, I felt that it was, and, you know, it's nice, you know, for me, it's imperative that I move anyway, so this is the last move of my life, so it's a retirement move.
Good for you. It'll be good for you, my love. It looks great.
Great. Okay. Thanks so much, and please mute me so I can keep on listening. I love listening to your show. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. You take care. So just taking a step back, y'all, here's the thing. Love. I love getting to share with you the cards that surface. Whether or not y'all are familiar with Tarot, you have your own deck, you've been reading for years, a connection when I get to share with you what's surfacing. There's no right or wrong way to translate, connect, communicate a card. There's just not. Y'all, these cards been around since the 1500s, right? Long, long time ago. Someone, a certain group, got their hands on them in the 1900s, in the mid-1900s, and put a lot of messages and symbolism behind the cards, redid the artwork, right? And that's when it really picked up. But back in the day when they originated, it was a card game. They were meant for royalty. There's a lot of different messaging that came through the cards. So don't be afraid of them. A lot of people I've spoken with feel drawn to them, but they're afraid that there's something negative within the cards. And y'all, it's all how you interpret and from where you come when you read. But I love sharing the cards that come through. If you're a reader, if you're new, if you're experienced, and you want to know what's surfacing for you, I have no problem sharing. As part of what we get to do is communicate and talk. It's like a conversation when we read tarot, right? So taking a moment back to the messages that were coming through from the mediums, the form of mediums about what this virus brings, what does it mean, what is the point, right? Because there's a lot of different aspects that we're all going through, finances, disconnection, being uncomfortable, right? And so what was coming through is we get to be in that place of questions. And open to answer. And that doesn't mean you have to be in that place of question and answer forever, just for now, right? And speaking of now, you get to be better now. How many of you, show of hands, I'm raising both, have said, oh, I just had some more time, some more space, some quiet, some room, I could do X, Y, Z, right? And then here we are. Right? But this is when we get to pay attention to what matters. Even though we think we want to do X, Y, Z, and if we had the time, it's what's surfacing for you. It's what's mattering for you that's making itself known. We think, you know, we like to pick. Universe laughs at that, right? Universe picks for us. So we get to be better now, right? If you imagine this is like the zombie apocalypse, right? It could almost be that. Taking this opportunity to be better now and what that looks like for you. And maybe what it looks like tomorrow. But we can let today be today, right? Call in number 760-888-5700. 760-888-5700. Make sure you give us a moment to connect so we can look at what questions you may have going on. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My love, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. This is Laura.
Hi, my love. Laura, my love, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Everyone is doing well out here. Beautiful weather, so not too much to complain about. What about you?
It rained earlier today, and then it cleared up really quickly, and we had beautiful sunny skies and warm weather.
Beautiful. Oh, I'm so ready for spring. So ready for spring.
Me too.
And I'd love to tell me, yeah, what's going on? What's on your mind?
I just would like to know what you see for me around work and maybe moving into a new home. Anything at all?
So let's just do a high level for work and for career, and then we'll do a high level with you moving.
Okay.
Okay, let me see about here. Okay, so we can look at those forward to back and back to forward. So, my love, I do still see that you're waiting for that opportunity to land for you. That's going to be everything that you want it to be. I know you're still not certain about the way things are looking right now. I know it's tough to say keep holding because you're doing the right thing, but you are, Laura, you are. It's just... just a little bit more of a holding pattern for you, my love. It does feel like things are going to start to unravel for you in a good way, and everything will start to come together, and you can see more of it by the end of this month, if not the middle of this month, pretty soon by the end of the month. So that's encouraging. When I looked at your living situation and if you're going to move, I do see that you are. But it almost feels like the hang up is the career that comes up for you too. So that's why I was saying frontwards and back and frontwards. I do see the move for you. I do get it feels good for you. I do get you're going to be totally prepared and equipped. But the Hanged Man is coming up for you. And we see that card, it's still, there's not enough to make a decision yet. And it might not even be you that's holding on. There's just some other stuff in the works that gets to happen. But I'll tell you what, my love, it is going to be good for you. Where you do land and when you feel it in your heart of hearts, it is going to be good for you. It is going to be exactly what you want for your personal life and for your professional life. And you're going to be equipped. You're not going to have to give or feel like you're sacrificing. So really exciting about the move. I know it's a little bit longer for the career, but like I said, I do feel something shaking down for you, middle to end of April.
What about how long out before the move occurs?
Let me see if they're going to show me that, my love. It feels like it's tied right into that career question. Let me just see. I feel like, Laura, I've said this to you before, but let me, it's funny. I pulled a Knight of Cups and I pulled a Knight of Pentacles, almost exactly everything being tied into each other. Hold on a second. There was something that was coming through. When you're ready to pick up and move, is there anything that would hold you back to where you are right now? Like my question is, are you renting or would you be set? Is there something holding you back?
I have to give them 3 months notice.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because it does feel like when you're ready to move and you're like, oh, I know, and this is going to be the frustrating part. I know I want to move. I know this is what I want to do. That's why I asked if there's something that might hang you up. And that just could be something that you have to work through. But it almost feels like it's going to come together at the same time. When you get that career or that opportunity and it lands for you, you're going to start looking right away in that area. And then you're going to get that pretty soon, too.
Okay, good. All right,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my love. I tell you what, though, there's a lot of energy around this move for you. So it's almost like cart and horse are coming together no matter what. So that's all that's going to matter at the end is that it all came together. So you're welcome, my love. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Tina. Have a good night
all
and stay safe.
You too. Blessings. Thank you so much, my love. So I tell you, when we look at the cards, when y'all ask your question, I always encourage you, and I'm going to remind you again, be open to what comes through. We like to think, okay, well, I need to get the job first, and then I'll get the home, and that no. Universe doesn't always work that way. But it's not like we plan to get the career last minute, have to finagle that 3 month obligation and then land the house of my dreams and then have to find, you know, the deposit out of nowhere, right? We never want that. We never say, hey, you know what? I wanted this to ride out until I'm scared. I'm not going to know what to do and I'm going to lose faith. And then out of nowhere, this house is going to appear and then this career is going to appear. No one says that. No one wants to plan for that, right? Because it's not ideal. It's not comfortable. But y'all, it is part of the journey. Triad of mind, body, and soul. It's also birth, life, and death, which could happen on a regular, and most often does, basis, right? It's all that potential energy that just needs a little bit of direction. So if you're finding yourself in these questions, right, what direction to take? Should I shift career? Should I shift romantic relationship? What about my home? This is going to be the last move I make. Is it going to be the right one? All of that is about birth, life, death, coming back together again, right? Creativity, passion, communication, it all comes together. You could just about woo anyone if you're in that vibration and that energy of a three. Y'all, our call in number 760-888-5700. Take me up on my 20-minute for $20 promotion. You can text me or call me at 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My love, are you there?
Oh, hi. How are you?
I am good, my love. You're on the air talking with Tina. Who is this?
My name is Joellen. I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, my love. Yeah.
And I'm doing some online answering some online questions for students right now.
Isn't that appropriate?
Yeah.
So you're doing
well,
healthy.
Everything has changed, and you know, you mentioned, you said, I mean, some people have said, oh, you know, things will be so different, and it's like, well, you know, I things haven't changed a lot for me. I feel energy changing, but you know, I think maybe because I was kind of gearing up for things to change my own life, that, you know, oh, everything's online. Okay, well, just roll with it, you know.
Yeah, it's been said more than once, and for a while now, my love, that your energy and vibration is shifting and changing. You're already prepared for it. You're kind of already up there. And so others are joining, or they're open to it, but you're already cruising along because this is part of what you were already expecting. So I can see what you're saying, because I'm feeling the same way too, but we'll have to see what happens on the other end. But yeah, you're definitely not alone.
I guess that's kind of like the question that I called for, is I'm just curious as to what direction my career is going to go in. I'm an educator and I'm an artist. You know, an art teacher. And
yeah.
I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what I really like about all of what's going on now is I have a lot more time. I love, love, love my students.
Mm-hmm.
When I teach in the classroom and when I am teaching the regular schedule, I feel like I give so much of my energy away that I'm just too tired to do anything else. And I feel like that this time has afforded me to just breathe. So I'm just wondering, I mean, I'm really feeling I love this time to teach and have time for myself. And I'm wondering what direction is my career going.
So were you thinking, my love, that you would shift from what you've been doing as far as how you're teaching, or just in general, if you're going to kind of keep the higher vibration and keep your cup filled when you go back into the classroom?
I just keep thinking, am I going to be changing gears and doing more of my own work?
Let me see. Let me see what they want to say. Dynamic question, because it's, your artwork and your own work is such a part of you, but just like teaching is such a part of you and who you are. So let me see what they want to say. Just a high level on your teaching. Okay. And then we're going to do high level on what you have going on, taking a new path. So here's the thing with teaching, my love, and this almost comes through as super practical. So it might already have been something that you've considered. But you're going to have options because you've been doing this for so long, because you know the way things work, and because you're almost coming through with sought after, you could almost kind of change what you have going on in the way of teaching or being connected to students. So I definitely see that you could still get, you know, fill your cup with your teaching, but it doesn't have to be the way you've been doing it before. And it almost feels like this has been enough for you to know you don't want to go back to the way it's been before. So I do get that surfacing for you. As far as your own work, that, my love, does look like it's still in evolution, how that looks and what that looks like. And then after that, what would serve you as far as, you know, the finances and the obligations of life in general. So it does feel like I do see a shift for you, but it comes through with still some more decision-making to be had, or some more clarity on that to be had, before it really starts to take color and shape. Do you follow?
Yeah. You know, I always kind of, it's the information I always get is just sit and get quiet. And it's kind of like it's that $64,000 question that I've been thinking about for the past 10 years.
Yeah. I don't get it being cold turkey for you. I still get you working with students and being a teacher, however that looks, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with young students. So I still see that for you. Again, it's so funny because they say on the one hand, there's a lot of creative passion energy around you, and on the other hand, it's like the answer comes through as really practically speaking. Well, what are you going to do for the next 20, 30 years of your life, and how do you want to start, you know, how do you want to kick it? I was trying to see if there's anything else that would come through as far as a message. Okay. See, I'm getting the same. Okay. So I'm getting the same thing for you, but it's more clear. So they are saying there's something that hangs you up. You're getting an eight of swords. And so I'm also getting a five of wands for you. So that's where I'm seeing the hang up, where stuff isn't totally clear for you yet. That might be some of those questions that surface for you. The what if or the but that comes up, or the however. But when we look past that, my love, you come up. You come up as the Empress and as the Three of Cups. So this is all about celebration, getting to almost have it all, literally, and still being connection and still being there for people. I don't think you could ever walk away from being there for people and guiding them. I just don't think that's in your path in this life. So it does look like there's something that you have to get past. You'll know what it is when it comes together for you. But it almost comes through as really practical questions, so easier to see.
It's funny because my cousin said that I should create a podcast that's called, you know what you should do? Because, you know, that's what I do all the time. It's not just with my students, but it's also with people that they talk to me and stuff, and I'll go, oh, you know what you should do? And sometimes I think, oh, maybe I should create a podcast called You Know What You Should Do.
You've got a little bit of time, my love, and I'll tell you, look up the Empress when you have some time, because it is all about being abundant and having the answers, having that soft touch, also having that education, having that leadership, and then that's that Three of Cups, that celebration. That is like, yes, my love. This is a good time to start looking at that.
Will do.
Thanks for your advice.
Yes. You're welcome, Ella. I'm so excited for you. Keep me posted.
And you know what? Good health to you.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Take care.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Y'all, I'll tell you, it is so intriguing. No matter what we have shaking down in life, whether it's new sailing, stocks are up, stocks are down, new Nikes came out, new movie came out, no matter what is happening, the same questions surface in our lives. Who and what we are. How we can connect more with our soul. I know there's something else I want to do. I know in my heart of hearts I'm meant to do something else. I know in my heart of hearts my journey, my path here is complete. But I'm not ready to sit down yet. Right? And again, we're seeing this three. All about the potential. Just needing the direction. And not being afraid of the birth. Or even of death. Right? It's easy to say, oh, I'm afraid of failing, I'm afraid of not knowing, I'm afraid of doing the wrong thing. Man, that's the easy stuff. It's the birth, the life, and the re-becoming who and what you are, who and what you are meant to be, right? About paying attention to what matters to you, who matters to you. Breaking it down, mankind, who we are together, who we are individually. Right? So even if we don't have the answers yet, we can be okay with the resolution. We can be okay with the process. Right? The ultimate adventure. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My love, are you there?
In America, it's called slugs and snails and puppy dogs' tails. This is what boys are made of.
Hello?
Girls are made of, right?
My dear.
Snails and puppy dogs' tails. But it's basically the same thing.
Hello?
So anyway.
Okay, I think I'm on now. Can you hear me? Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Now I can.
Oh, gotta love technology, my love. How are you doing?
I know. Well, I'm hanging in, and I appreciate you taking my call, and the show's been interesting. Thank you.
No, you're welcome, my love. Where are you calling in and from, and what's your name?
New York. Karen.
Karen, my love. Well, thanks for staying up with us. What's on your mind?
Oh, I could ask a million things, but right now I'm. I would like to know if you have any guidance, if you're getting anything about whether my sister will ever come and help me.
Okay, so let me just ask that. And we'll see what to come through first, my love. Will she ever come and help you is your question. Okay, I do. I do see that she will. Let me see what wants to come through here. So a couple of other things are surfacing. Hold on. So I get that she's got plenty of opportunities to come out. So is this resistance on her end and you have an open door, or are you, is there something that needs to be discussed when she comes back?
No, it's on her end. She's afraid to leave. It's been that she's afraid to leave because of her job, but anyway, I kind of think that's a little overdone, but I don't know how to say it. Who am I to say that, really? There's a lot going on there, and she's, you know, a lot of pressure for her, and she's, it's a long story, but I think she's afraid to lose it, and she doesn't want to. The other issue, she always, her big excuse is she's afraid of flying, except, you know, when she really wants to, it's, you know, it's kind of interesting how she has found a way.
Well, okay, anyway, the reason
I'm sorry. So I just wonder, you know, I know she can't fly now for a while. Nobody can go anywhere. But, you know, in the future, when things get kind of back to normal or as close to, you know, I was wondering if you saw that she might ever come.
I do see that. And as you were sharing with me a little bit of her reservation with flying, I also asked the cards, is she going to get passes? And they said yes. So here's what's coming through for her. She does, and she is in a place of holding a lot. It's almost like she's holding a lot of not just knowledge, but just a lot of weight of decision-making and making things happen. Almost like way past managerial, but like heavy as a habit wears a crown. There's just a lot going on with her. But I do get her finding a place where she's like, all right, this is enough for me. And the scales tip far enough for her to be like, all right, I've made my decision. I'm done. I'm moving. And she will. And then that opportunity is going to surface for her. And it may even be, Karen, that that opportunity surfaces about the same time that the scales start tipping for her. And then is she able to get past her concerns, even if it's not just about flying? Maybe something else comes up. What's she going to do with herself? How's she going to get across? Whatever that comes up as being, it's not going to be a problem. It's all going to resolve for her. I do see her. Like you said, getting past the flying and then coming, you said help you out, but I get there being more than that too between you two.
Well, that would be great. You know, I think, you know, we were closer, but there's been somewhat of a rift, and I blame her husband for kind of pulling her away, and she's kind of changed, so.
I do see him there, my love, and I know you said you blame him. He comes through to her as someone that she can really depend on, trust, and have faith in his leadership and his opinions. And I know that's not how you feel, but that's how he's coming through to her, or has come through to her.
Right.
But I'll tell you, like you said earlier, her journey is her journey. My love, I definitely see that it's going to continue and that you two will connect.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And she comes through as really practical, and what you see is what you get. And so she's good at making those really, you know, solid decisions. And that's why she's so dependable, and why she has so much responsibility. But it's going to come together for her. You just almost have to wait it out for her to see that instead of telling her or seeing it for yourself.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't mean for her to move. Her life is out there, but, you know, I just want her to come and help me with stuff in the apartment and a lot of stuff that our grandmother left. So,
Anyway,
I think it should all be on me.
No, I hear what you're saying, my love, and I get that, but I don't totally see that be the end result. I do see her being able to help you out.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Karen, my love. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You're a breath of fresh air. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You take care. Blessings.
You too.
Thank you. So, y'all, this is, you know, the questions that come through when they do tie in with what we have shaken down in the here and the today, right? And it's okay with asking, being in uncertainty, right? And if you can just imagine, man, just imagine when you were younger, or even now, or maybe you have children and you're like, oh my gosh, they are me, I am them. What happens when we don't get that explanation we want, or we don't get that clear explanation that we want, right? And that can happen when I'm sharing with you what's coming through, or it can happen when you start doing your research and you're not getting the answer you want. Does fear surface, right? Do you see that in others? Is it anger, frustration? Do we lean further away from compassion to connection? Every man for himself. What do we start to do when our questions aren't being answered or explanations don't work for us? This is life's intermission. We can figure out what we want to do. We don't have to have the plan, but we can start figuring it out, right? I do believe we have another caller on standby. My love, are you there?
Hi, hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, can you hear me?
I sure can, my love. You're on the air with Talking with Tina. Who is this and where are you calling in from?
Katie from New York.
Oh, Katie from New York, my love. Well, thanks for tuning in. What's on your mind?
Career. Actually, I've been applying for a couple of remote type of positions, and someone actually, I think I'm speaking with someone tomorrow on the phone about one, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to find something steady, or if, like about employment, or I'm just trying to figure out what's coming up for me with employment.
So, Katie, I'm hearing two questions. Yeah, so I'm hearing two questions, and I feel like I can address both of them for you if I'm hearing you right. I get just long-term, if that career, that opportunity is going to land, and then just maybe a high level of what this meeting looks like for you tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, or just right if I'm going to get something soon.
Okay, ooh. So I'm going to tell you yes, and then I'm going to say, well, soon I know for you is probably next week. So I have to be clear, and that's fair. I don't see it happening next week, my love, but I do see, and I want to be honest with you, I do see you getting something within 2 months. And I know that's a long time from now, but I'll tell you what, I see you settled in by June. I see you settled in and working by June. So that means opportunity and all that stuff that kind of has to happen one by one is going to start happening for you definitely sooner rather than later, just not as soon as you'd like.
Okay, because I'm wondering if it's like remote or if it's by that time it may be in person. But I kind of like remote.
I get that. Let me see what they want to say about remote and then about in person. So it's looking more like it'll be in person. I know you're liking the remote thing. I do see remote as a possibility for you, but it's going to be something that you almost have to work more at versus you being at the level you already are when you're working in person. I know that's not exactly the answer you want to hear, but let me just see if there's anything else. Yeah. Remote is possible. I'm saying the same thing, my love. Remote is possible. It just might take more effort to find what you want or to match the criteria that you have. for what you want to do.
Okay.
So that being said, I wouldn't be surprised if two opportunities surface for you.
You said you see two opportunities opening up.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Now that I'm looking at this, then yeah, and so they're almost giving us two options where they're saying you're going to have to start considering that or keeping that in mind. So the good news is that's more than one opportunity. The bad news is you're going to have to make a decision, but you'll know more on that when it starts to come together for you. So, and that's still,
okay.
I still, my love, and seeing that by June, July. So the cards are saying the same thing for either opportunity.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's,
yeah.
I mean, that's fine. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my love. Thanks for calling in. It's good talking to you.
Thanks.
All right, take care. So, just taking a step back, y'all. We don't plan. We don't ask for making really difficult decisions between really two awesome job opportunities, right? We don't say, hey, universe, can you make it really difficult for me to have to make a decision between both opportunities? And then I want to experience uncertainty and fear until I make that decision. We don't ask universe for that. But universe, as part of the experience, right? User experience, we'll call it. UI, universe has a gift for it, y'all. And we get to roll with it, right? But always makes a good story. Y'all, our call number is 760-888-5700. We expanded a little bit on the number three as far as numerology goes, right? And the vibration and the energy it brings, not just mind, body, and soul, not just that triad of balance, right? But it's keeping and finding that rhythm. And then when it gets out of whack, gets a little wonky, finding that new rhythm. And maybe something shifts and it's in the front. Maybe a different point is in the back or to the side. Letting that be what it is. Right? We're in a place of no matter what, question and answer. And being okay with that. And having the time to answer. But y'all, it might be that time will just determine what our answer is if we don't make it. This is the opportunity to choose, to take a step back, see what's important to you and how you want to build on that. Maybe you want to put it to the side. Maybe you want to create something else that's important to you or expand on what you felt in your heart of hearts was your next journey, right? We're getting back to the root message, to our root feelings, taking action from that place in our intuition, in our heart of hearts. It was really a time for us to kind of see really bothering us. Is it the same thing that's always been bothering us, wrapped up in a different example or experience? Or is there something else that we're putting in front of? What's really bothering us? What's really going on for us? It's okay to be in the place of question and answer. But just knowing that time may make an answer for us if we can't choose. The universe may make that decision for us if we can't choose. I wish all so many blessings, happy health, life, and love to you. Stay solid. Don't sweat the small stuff. I'll be back next week. Thank you for joining. Pick me up on my 20-minute for $20 offer, 234-97-TAROT. You can shoot me a text or give me a call. Thank you for joining. Blessings. Take care, and I will be here next week. Talk to you then.